Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amber Lynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello, and welcome to Anxious Attachment Solution. On today's podcast, I'm going to be finishing up a series on breaking down the four obstacles of anxious attachment with obstacle number four, our need to seek constant and consistent external validation, which decreases our self-trust, decreases our self-esteem, and decreases our self-confidence. In my last episode, I talked about the fear of abandonment and why understanding the thoughts that cause this fear of abandonment are important to understanding and calming your anxious attachment. Today, I want to talk about our need for validation, where it comes from, and why it feels so urgent. Before we begin our deep dive into external validation, I want to first break down what I see as external validation. It's the need to get comfort, reassurance, acceptance from people, partners, friends outside of us. It comes on as an urgent panic, an urgent need sometimes, like we have to do this thing right now, or our relationship's going to end, our friendship's going to end, the world's going to end. That's how that feels, urgent sometimes. Because when our anxious attachment is triggered, we feel unsafe emotionally, mentally, our brain starts overthinking, and then we have this fear. And because we have that fear, we have to hurry up and get validation to make sure to like calm that fear. We don't trust that we will be able to calm that fear. It's a way we seek security outside of ourselves. We need someone else to make us feel better about something, to comfort us, to make sure we can feel secure. Without this validation, we don't feel secure. We have doubts. We overthink. We don't feel emotionally safe. We get emotional safety and emotional balance and emotional reassurance from people outside of us. People with secure attachment, they have a secure base inside of themselves where they can go to themselves for comfort. Us with anxious attachment, we don't have that base. We didn't develop that base. We learned early on that we had to look for it outside of ourselves. External validation may also look like pretending to like certain things to be liked. It may look like doing all these things to make someone else happy, you know, and doing things to make people appreciate us, even when sometimes they didn't even ask us to do those things. But our brain tells us, you have to do this in order to get loved. You have to do this in order to show your love and to receive love. External validation is when we get our confidence, is where we get our confidence, our self-worth. We get it from people, circumstances, accomplishments outside of ourselves. We get our confidence and our self-worth from people and things outside of ourselves. It's waiting on someone else, the world, our partner, our children, society, to tell us and show us we are good enough, that they will never leave, they will always stay, and that we are worthy and good enough of being loved. It is the need to go get something outside of ourselves to tell us or show us or prove to us that we really are good enough. Because what's on the inside and what our brain tells us that we're not. And that's the obstacle. Seeking outside validation and reassurance can look different for everyone. It may look like not being able to feel better until you talk to someone, the urgency to hurry up and call someone. It could look like not being able to detach after a breakup. It could be that you have to reach out that one more time to make sure they understand where you're coming from or you understand what happened. It can look like getting in a disagreement with somebody and having to call and make sure they aren't mad at you. Not really talking about what happened, but you're not mad at me, you still like me, because we want to be liked and for them to tell us that we're okay, everything's good. It may look like saying yes when you really want to say no. It may look like pretending to like something. It may look like trying to please your partner and not doing what you want or need. But it all stems from wanting someone to like us and love us from a place of insecure and deep down believing that love is earned and love is conditional. And that's what makes it an obstacle when we have to seek other people's reassurance, validation, or comfort, and we can't go inward to soothe ourselves. Us with anxious attachment really need to learn how to soothe ourselves and be with ourselves and comfort ourselves. We've been raised and taught to look for it outside of ourselves. And when we believe that love is earned, believing our self-worth goes up and down, believing that our self-worth goes up and down, our feeling of love goes up and down, and it's not consistent, so it feels chaotic because we're putting our love ability and our self-worth in other people's hands, in their thoughts and their opinions. That's why we feel insecure. It's why we feel we are on a roller coaster ride when we, especially during an anxious attachment trigger, why we react, like have big reactions to small problems, or why big emotions feel too strong or too heavy. We associate our self-worth with how others will receive us if we have a big reaction. We associate our self-esteem with how others will think of us when we're like triggered or when we have an anxious attachment habit show up. If we make other people upset, if we aren't perfect, if we don't do everything right the right way, if we have the wrong reaction, if we are triggered by something that we don't think we should be, it becomes a big problem to us because we think that one thing can determine our self-worth. One thing can determine our lovability. One thing can end our relationship. The need to seek validation outside of ourselves. The inability to feel good by ourselves. The inability to have high self-worth without other people's input is why we are without a secure self-base inside of us. And that is why we have low self-esteem, low confidence. It's because we put all that things onto other people, onto circumstances, onto relationship statuses. We don't work on cultivating and building it from our inside out. It's because our self-worth goes up and down with things and people outside of us. And some people are like, my clients are like, it's like I'm on a roller coaster. It is, because we don't consistently believe we are lovable. We don't consistently believe we are worthy. I work with my clients on developing a secure self-base inside of them and a self-love that is actually unconditional, so they know their worth regardless of the circumstance around them, regardless of that reaction that they had, regardless of how somebody responded to them. So that one little problem isn't the big problem that's going to ruin everything. I teach my clients about the impact their current thoughts have on their self-worth, their feelings, and ultimately their actions and reactions in their relationships. If you want to decrease your need and the urgency to reach out to somebody, to have external validation, to get comforted by somebody, you need to look into your current thoughts on your self-worth, on your lovability. If you or we have thoughts like, they can never truly love me because I'm too much, I'm too needy, too boring, insert your negative self-disliking thought, then these thoughts create that feeling of fear. That's what creates the urgency to hurry up and need to do something. That fear of rejection, the fear of not being loved, the fear of being unlovable. And then we don't show up like we want to because now we have this, all of these thoughts telling us that we're not really good enough. Then we have this feeling of fear coming in. And then now we have a big problem because our relationships, like, that's what's happening. So then we have to hurry up and tell us, like, make somebody else tell us we're okay and that we're good, instead of going back into ourselves and seeing what's creating this fear. Why do I have this giant urge all of a sudden? What thought am I thinking? We want to avoid all of that and hurry up and reach out and tell me I'm okay, tell me we're good, and then everything goes away. But that's also a lie our brain tells us, because that's not true. It doesn't go away, and it's a consistent cycle pattern because you're not working on your thoughts. The story we have in our brain about our lovability, about our self-worth, impacts us every day in every moment. And the reason why I say our brain or your brain or my brain and I don't say me is because these thoughts are automatic and are not even true all the time, these thoughts that my brain gives me. So I don't identify these thoughts as being me, being my soul, being my essence. So I don't believe these thoughts are you either. It's not who you are. It's a learned early on, like automatic wired reaction. So early on in my journey as being a life coach and being coached by my life coaches, I learned to separate myself, my soul, from my automatic thoughts my brain offers me. Because my automatic thoughts were wired into me without my conscious choice or decision since I was younger. So when my brain is mean or says mean things, I call it out. I talk back to my brain so that I get to decide how I show up, who I am, and I teach my clients how to do this too. I teach them how each of our brains, when not watched and not filtered, have a story that is impacting our lives. It has a story about how lovable we are or we aren't, how imperfect we are, how people will always leave us and reject us and won't understand us, and how this is actually creating their current results in all areas of their lives, but mostly their relationships. This current story we have about our self-worth, or they have about their self-worth, their lovability, is often filled with evidence from the past relationships, from early childhood, that they've had to earn love and that they weren't always worthy of the things that they felt they should get, and that their lovability and self-worth is conditional based on what they do, and that they have to earn it or prove their lovability and their worthiness, which leads to the fear, which leads to us taking external validation, like needs to get reassurance outside of us. So how do we stop it? What do we do? What I always tell all of my clients is a thought download. You have to really become self-aware of the thoughts that you're thinking. You have to know how these thoughts make you feel. You have to know when you feel these feelings, what actions do you take? What habits are you creating? What results are you getting? And then I also teach my clients how to rewrite their self-narrative. You can rewrite any belief that you have in yourself to something new. You can change who you are. You can become the person you want to be by creating new self-concepts and new beliefs. By rewiring your brain to think new thoughts on purpose. So with my clients, I work with them on rewriting their narrative, whether it be a narrative about their self-worth, their lovability. I start mostly with their narrative around how lovable they are. We rewrite their story so that their self-love and the love they receive from others is not conditional. I teach them how to create new self-love concepts, new self-beliefs, new relationship beliefs, by choosing on purpose thoughts to think about their self-worth and their lovability. I teach them how to rewire and rethink new thoughts. I show them how they can direct their brain on purpose to new thoughts about themselves and their self-worth, their ability to be in and stay in loving and healthy relationships. I teach them that they are inherently worthy. I teach them that there is no action that they can take or not take that will increase or decrease their worthiness, their human soul. I teach my clients, just as I will teach my listeners on this podcast, that you get to decide You get to just make the choice to believe that you are inherently worthy. And that is a choice that you can make today and continue to grow the belief in. When you make the decision to believe you are worthy, you will still have to talk back to your brain when it wants to tell you otherwise. Just because your brain offers you thoughts that tell you you are not worthy does not mean these thoughts are true or that you have to believe them. Why our anxious attachment gets so triggered is because there's parts of us that believe our thoughts and we think that all of our thoughts that we think are true, which create real feelings of fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, and that urgency makes us want to take action. But when we start poking holes in our narratives and looking at our thoughts and asking ourselves, is that really true? And if it is true, how is it making me feel? How is it making me show up? And do I like how I'm showing up? Our automatic brain offers us lots of thoughts that are not true. It is our responsibility, our self-care, to talk back to our brain and direct it to who we want to be. So who do you want to be, listeners? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be someone who has to consistently seek external validation from others? Do you want to continue on the roller coaster ride? Do you want to continue to believe the fear, believe the thoughts that you are thinking? Do you want to have insecure and conditional self-love? Or do you want to be someone who's able to provide themselves the confidence they need, the comfort they need, the validation they seek? Do you want to have secure and unconditional self-love and self-worth? You do get to decide. I know you're going to tell me, Amber, I've been doing this forever. I don't really have a choice. This is just who I am. I can never change. It's too hard. I want you to tell you that I believe in you. And I will hold the belief for you. And you get to decide today. You get to decide every hour and sometimes re-decide every minute. Sometimes we're struggling. And sometimes we have a bad day. And we need to reread our lovability narrative, our self-worth narrative, because we're just in disbelief. Go read it as if it's your best, most treasured book. It will rewire the thoughts and beliefs you think about yourself, which will change your feelings, which will change the way that you show up in life. So another reason why us with anxious attachment feel the need to seek external validation comes from our low, self-trust. Not just our low self-esteem and little confidence. It comes from, not trusting ourselves that we'll make the right decision. It comes from not believing we're lovable and capable of being loved, that we don't believe that we can nurture ourselves, calm ourselves. When we rely on other people outside of us, we lower that self-trust, which of course then lowers our self-esteem and decreases our confidence. But it lowers our trust because we're putting our emotions, our happiness, our security, our ability to be balanced, our ability to have peace, in other people's hands. We're basically telling ourselves that we can't handle our own emotions, we can't comfort ourselves, and we can't do this, so we break our trust with ourselves. We're putting our ability to feel emotionally safe, our ability to feel secure, happy, loved, fill in the blank, in somebody else's hands, telling ourselves that we cannot do this without them. We can't trust ourselves to comfort or handle this. We can't feel loved or wanted without the other person. Which in turn makes our lovability go up and go down, our self-esteem up and down, increasing our insecurity, decreasing our confidence and our self-worth, leaving us feeling helpless and stuck and at the hands of other people. We give away our power. We give away our control. So if you're tired of feeling this way, tired of your lovability, self-worth, and security going up and down with the change of the wind, the change of a reaction, the situation that you just had. This work is for you. Thought work is for you. This inner self-awareness, this shifting thoughts and mindset work is for you, and it will change you. In order to build your self-trust and build your self-esteem and grow your self-confidence, you have to poke some holes in your brain's current story, its current narrative that it keeps playing over and over again about your lovability, the story it has about your self-worth, and the story it has about your ability to find the love that you want and it stay. You have to become aware of your thoughts around who you are, what you're capable of handling. What are the thoughts about you and love? The thoughts have turned into beliefs and have created a self-concept. Because when we think a thought over and over again, it becomes a belief. The good news is great, great news. You can change your self-concept by creating new beliefs, by practicing new thoughts. Before we jump, though, into practicing new thoughts, we have to do phase one, self-awareness. You first have to know the thoughts that you have now about yourself and love, yourself and reassurance, your thoughts about conditional love, and your thoughts about your ability to handle hard, heavy, fearful emotions. So get a piece of paper and write it down. Do a voice memo. Just get your thoughts out there so that you are aware of what your current thoughts are. What are all the thoughts? I think about me and my lovability and my ability to be loved. What are all of my thoughts about love and my self-worth? Why am I not worthy of love? Now, why am I worthy of love? Why can't I handle these emotions? What if I could handle these emotions? When you get these thoughts down, write a T next to each thought you find that brings up like a big feeling. Next to that thought, write F for feeling. How does this make you feel? Write the feeling. What feeling do you notice the most in these narratives? Now just ask yourself, what do you do when you feel this way? You will see a pattern. You'll see a habit. You'll see a cycle. This first phase in self-awareness is the foundation for all of your future changes in your anxious attachment. So truly go back, replay, rewind, ask yourself these questions, and really be honest with yourself and write it all out. Now, phase two. What feeling do you want to feel when it comes to relationships? What would you have to believe to feel that way? What would you have to think to believe that? These are journaling prompts. I'll say them again. What feeling do you want to feel when it comes to relationships? What would you have to believe to feel that way? What would you have to think to believe that? What feeling do you want to have about your self-worth? What would you have to believe to feel that way? What would you have to think to believe that? What feeling do you want to have about your ability to handle fear and rejection? What would you have to believe to feel that way? What would you have to do? What would you have to think, not do? What would you have to think to believe that? From thought work to strategy. Now I'm going to go to in the moment when you feel that need for external validation and the strategy that I help my clients through. When you are in the moment and you are sure, or you're not sure, you're sure you're not sure, if seeking validation is what you need to do, like you're like, Amber, I don't know if this is my anxious attachment and if it's me seeking validation, or if I should just like know that I just do need to talk to the person. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? What am I trying to get out of this? Is that what I actually need? What if I could get this from myself? What would that look like? And oftentimes I let my clients know, like, if you're not sure if you are seeking validation, but your emotions are still high and you haven't processed your emotions, then you're not ready yet. Oftentimes we actually need validation in the middle of an argument, us with anxious attachment, or in the middle of something that has triggered our anxious attachment. We have been programmed to believe that we need someone or something else outside of us to feel better. I teach my clients how to do this for themselves. I teach them how to nurture and calm themselves down and be there for themselves no matter what before reaching out. How to ask yourself, what do we really need in this moment? How can I get this from me? Am I trying to prove my worth? Am I trying to prove something? Am I seeking comfort because I don't think I could provide myself comfort? Am I seeking comfort from somebody else because my brain is being really mean and I can't handle, and it's saying I can't handle these uncomfortable emotions? I can't handle this fear. What if I could handle it? And what if I could show up for myself with grace and compassion? This is why us with anxious attachment really need to go to listen to Feeling Uncomfortable Feelings episode again. The podcast I did about, you know, learning to feel uncomfortable emotions that I know the majority of you probably skipped over because none of you want to feel your emotions. Trust me, I've been there. I know. We're like, no, it's too heavy. It's overwhelming. It's stressful to feel my feelings. I don't want to feel my feelings. So tell me a strategy I can do to change my anxious attachment without actually needing to feel my feelings. I am telling you, the biggest and greatest gift you can give to yourself and your anxious attachment and eventually be able to soothe yourself will be your ability to handle and process and feel uncomfortable emotions. So go back to that episode and listen to it. Because I'm telling you, even though it terrifies you, our work is in the ability to feel safe with our emotions, to feel like we can handle it no matter what, feeling secure no matter what emotions we have, knowing that we are safe. If we can grow our capacity to feel uncomfortable emotions, we would find ourselves less inclined to seek external validation. If we could comfort ourselves, create security and safety within ourselves, we would be able to decrease our dependency on other people for our emotional regulation. Right now, we have taught ourselves to seek emotional regulation from things outside of us because we are not capable of handling the emotions that we have. They are too much. So I work really closely with my clients in growing their capacity to be their own safe place so that they can establish a secure self-worth, so that they can establish consistent self-confidence. If you want more help doing this work, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com and schedule your free 1-hour consultation. If you have questions, email me. I will answer your questions when I can. It's been awesome. I've been having podcast listeners email me and answer, like ask me questions, and I've been coaching them through email. And it's just so awesome to hear that you guys are enjoying the podcast and learning from it, but you have more questions. Your questions help guide this podcast too. So email me. Even better, if you know you are ready to do this work, then what are you waiting for? Email me right now. Right now it's April 24th, 2025, and I have 6 open slots for my one-on-one coaching program, so don't wait. And if you're not yet on my email list, get on my email list or find me on Instagram at Anxious Attachment Solution, DM me, email list. In June, I'm going to be doing an Anxious Attachment Bootcamp Facebook pop-up and live coaching group where I'll be meeting with you for an hour every day for 5 days to help you kick your anxious attachment habits to the curb. And you're not going to want to miss it. So get on my email list. You will not regret it. I don't spam you. I don't send lots of emails. I send important, thoughtful emails and emails when things are coming up and happening in my coaching programs. Also, if you listen to my podcast and you're enjoying it or learning something from it, can you please like and rate it? Subscribe. It helps my podcast get out to more women. I just want to thank you so much for being here today and joining me on my podcast. I know this one is a longer one, but it was important. I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, go over there and follow me on Anxious Attachment Solution IG. I really enjoy building a community of like-minded women who are trying to create a new self-concept when it comes to anxious attachment. Anxious attachment does not have to control you. You can control your anxious attachment. Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.